Without further ado, the conclusion to Midsummer's Nightmare. Captain Daddy is brought to you by copious amounts of whiskey and bad decisions. Please enjoy responsibly. My damn wrist was cuffed to the hospital bed. There was a machine with plastic tubing beside me. The tubes were running towards my legs under the cranberry-soaked sheet. It was then the door opened. An older gentleman, who appeared to be the doctor, entered, followed by three nurse bots that were wearing a much sexier version of a lab coat. Holy shit, it lives. The nurses started clapping. The doctor looked towards the sheet and made a scrunched face. Looks like you sprung a leak, Tutu. He stepped forward and pulled the sheet from me like it was a tablecloth. The nurse bots were at full attention. I was scared to look. He said, "Don't be afraid. You're lucky to be alive. The shark only took half of your penis during the attack." My unrestrained hand immediately reached for my cock. I grabbed it and squeezed. It felt normal. I carefully opened one eye. The doc and all the nurse bots were laughing at me. He said, "Gotcha. Not often do I get to use the old shark bit your penis in two prank." The nurse tapped him on the shoulder and pointed to a leaking wound on my inner thigh. "Cauterizer," he said. Another nurse bot, opening a cupboard door, fetched the cauterizer. The doctor was just standing back, admiring his work. The stitches were made of live skin that would not be removed, but rather grow in place in a few days' time. I looked down. There were so many sutures, it almost looked like I was wearing fishnet pantyhose. He was scanning his work. "Beautiful," he said to himself. And he and the nurse bots all just stared at my dick. I felt self-conscious. The nurse handed him the cauterizing gun. He pointed to my balls. A nurse stepped beside me and lifted them out of the way for the doctor. "Thank you, nurse," he said, and continued. "P-122-2, do you know what a degloving is?" he asked. I said, "I do not." He was working with the cauterizer under my balls as he spoke. Wisps of smoke that smelled awful intermittently struck my nostrils. He said, "A degloving usually takes place when a wedding ring gets caught on something and then is subjected to your body weight or more. The flesh is torn from the finger, turning inside out, like someone taking off a tight leather glove, leaving a pretty gnarly view of the bones." "No, higher," he said to the nurse, and she stretched my sack up to give him greater access for his work. He said, "In bad cases, the degloving could involve your whole hand, like in the case of an industrial accident." "There," he said, standing up and handing the cauterizing gun to a nurse. He stepped closer to me and ran his fingers through my hair. He was petting me. I thought, "Many times you were a goner." He was still slowly petting me. "Nurse, you can release his scrotum," he said. She complied. Apparently, these nurse bots were very request-driven. He said, "Your legs were derobed. What that shark did to you was a thing of nightmares. I was putting you back together for 16 hours. He stopped petting my head and tapped my shoulder. "There's a recording of the surgery if you get bored." He said, "We were losing blood and fighting all obstacles, and you were moaning incoherently. I was about ready to just let you go, and then out of nowhere, you got an erection. It should have been impossible, but it was a clear sign that you were a fighter, so I fought for you. And now, here we are, in recovery." He leaned back and said something to a nurse bot, and she left the room. Moments later, she returned with a medium-sized blue tub. The doctor nodded to her. She walked over and dumped the tub's contents between my legs, from crotch to ankles. It looked like black slime, but on a closer inspection, the black slime was wriggling. The doctor said, "Leeches." I was crawling out of my skin. He just looked at me and said, "It's the only way to get all that scrap meat I sewed back together to heal. Circulation is everything." I said, "Don't I need my blood in rejection?" He pointed to the machine near my bedside. We've been pumping ultra-oxygenated blood and stem cells through you to help heal you from the inside out. He pointed to the button next to the bed, and that is for pain slash sleep. I hit the button, holding it down. He started to say, don't, but my eyes were closing. A hot rush of fuck off entered my veins. My eyes were closed, and sleep overtook me. Waking up, the room was dark. I was so disoriented. I sat up. Hey there, buddy, don't get up. It was A1400. Light, I said. The room was lit up. White room, white hospital bed. A1400 was sitting in the corner in a chair that looked too small for him. He yawned and said, I had to see for myself that you were alive. He just looked with a big smile at me. All the king's horses and all the king's men somehow put Humpty back together again. He stood approaching. I reached my hand out to him. He grasped it tightly. I have never seen a bigger set of balls on a man. That was the most insane shit I've ever seen. When you ripped the shark's eye out with the hook, I said, wait, what? I don't remember. Right after I hooked into him, I passed out. He looked puzzled. He didn't seem passed out. I just looked at him and said, tell me. Tell you, he said. I'll show you. You haven't seen yet? I nodded, no. He said a news time code, and the ceiling became a big screen. There I was, waiting the bait out into the water. I thought how bad of an idea that had been. I pushed the pain button for a quick hit. From this overhead view, you could see an 18-foot shark swimming around me before making its presence known. God, I hit the button again. My hand was shaking. And then it attacked. The battle began. He looked at me, trying to hide under my sheet. You okay, he asked. Yeah, peachy, I said. Skip to the part where I hook it. It was at the point where I had blacked out. The shark was 50 yards out still. A1400 was pulling and reeling with little reward. On the shark, bloodied and eaten, my head surfaced. I yelled, waves, mother, waves, and was pulled back under. The water started to form 3-foot waves. As A1400 pulled, the shark started being pushed ashore, the waves being the weight that unbalanced the scales. I've got you, buddy, he yelled. Now seeing visible progress, my wrist was pinned to the shark. I twisted the hook and punched it in different directions. I was trying to give the shark a frontal lobotomy. I kept punching the hook in deeper into the monster's skull. The water was getting shallower, 25 yards. The waves pushed the shark towards A1400, who was rooting for himself and cheering more than someone who was reeling in a friend should be. Come on, Tutu, stay with me. 10 yards. The shark was moving with the waves, moving towards shore. The shark was 5 yards and somewhat beached. Mother, I yelled. The waterline receded like it was low tide. I pulled the hook as hard as I could, and the shark's eye was ripped from its head. I rolled off. A1400 ran up. I said, go grab the gaffs. He threw his hands up. The sticks with hooks on them, I said. He turned to the pile of unused fishing gear and grabbed 2 gaffs, running back. He saw me. I've got to get you out of here, boss. You're not looking too good. I yelled at him, hook the snout and horse it open. He hooked the shark's nose and lifted, the jaws open. It shook its head in anger and contempt. I pulled myself toward the mouth, grabbing the other gaff, and jammed the hook stick down the fearsome gullet. I was fishing with the hook. Hold on, I thought. That's it. I pulled, and the throat sphincter was starting to bulge. I pulled harder. A portly wrist came through. Come on. I pulled, and the upper half of Maxine appeared. I pulled her through the razor jaws, the shark taking a few last swipes at her as she was delivered to the sand. Maxine looked at me. Her face was covered in slimy, yellow fish bile. She looked elated and decomposed, like a toy found in a dumpster. I winked at her, and we passed out. A1400 dragged us off the beach. The screen became a ceiling again. He just looked at me. I've watched it like 100 times. You're a popular man. The bots called off the sex strike, and they all went a little tutu dick. All of them, even the hot ones. I held the button and passed back out. Waking again, I felt as if I was in and out of consciousness. There were 2 nurse bots giving me a sponge bath. They greeted my open eyes with smiles and giggles. Doc walked back in. Tutu, how goes the battle? I told him I felt like I was run through a garbage disposal. He, watching the nurses work, said, I've never had nurse bots fight over giving a patient sponge baths before. Incidentally, you get sponged off every 2 hours. They're addicted to cleaning you. Ladies, wrap it up. They both looked at me, smile gone from their eyes. Packing up the sponges in the soapy water bin, they left. Doc moved closer. He said, the bots are crushing on you. After watching you risk your dick out there to save a sex bot, they've all just got emotional. It's strange, but at least you broke the sex strike. The one day was pretty rough, so thank God for you, Tutu. Seriously, how are you feeling? I hit the button. Better. Good. You're a few days away from being released, he said. I started to ask, don't worry, you'll have nurse bots to watch over you and make sure all of your needs are met, he trailed off and winked at me. I smiled. Doc said, so you have a couple of visitors. Think you can handle it? I pushed the button again. Sure. The door pushed open. A slick-looking man came in. He was wearing a brown suit. P-1222, P-90. I recognized him from the Starship News. I'd love to ask you a few questions about the other night. Fire away, I said, pushing the button again. First, how do you feel about murdering that beautiful creature? It's dead, I asked. Yes, the shark was lost. He continued. That shark cost $200 million to get into space. I looked at him. The shark ate my friend. The shark tried to eat me. P90 nodded his head. So you think killing a $200 million endangered species was justified? I sat up in bed. It hurt a lot. Listen, dog cum breath. I don't care if it was the last shark in the fucking universe. He cut in. Yes, but he only killed a droid, not a real person. He looked questioningly towards me. I was fuming and said, those sex bots cook our meals and clean our pipes. In my mind, there's no difference between us and them. We're all part of this ship. We're all like family. P90 turned towards the door, which opened. A1400 was pushing a wheelchair. The upper half of Maxine was in the chair. 1400 was all smiles. The reporter said, and here is your lovely Maxine. She can't speak yet. Her voice modulator took quite the beating. Alive and in some flesh, as they say. I looked at her, and we shared a painful moment of knowing. P90 was behind my bed, adjusting it into an upright position. Maybe you could lift her and set her next to Tutu? The large man, not being told twice, lifted and set her next to me. There was an immediate stench. Her face was melted from the shark's stomach acid. She smiled. It was hideous. Maybe you could give Maxine a little kiss. Two lovers reunite. He was so excited. Maxine leaned towards me with open mouth. It made me want to retch. She was blocking my medicine button. P90 said again, one good kiss for the camera. I leaned towards her and then vomited all over her. 1400 just started laughing. Tutu, you're the best. Nurse bots raced in to clean up Max. P90 turned. Perfect. We can just polish that out in post. I felt terrible for throwing up all over the ravaged bot. As they were taking Max back towards the chair, her clutched hand reached toward me. I held her hand. Don't worry. They'll put you back together, I said. She just opened her hand into mine. A small white and red packet she released. Max, I said. The doctor said, okay, enough excitement for today. Everyone out. He looked back towards me as the room filed empty. I'll get you the nurse bots back in here to sponge you off. Doc left. I squeezed the little ketchup packet in my hand as a single tear released. Captain Daddy is brought to you by the Anchor Podcast app and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and hit the bell for notifications. Remember, spread the daddy sauce. Tell a friend.